Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
The Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame released Tuesday its men's silver anniversary team for 2024. And on the list of 18, former South Panther standout John Holmes, the son of Hall of Fame coaching legend J.R.
Appreciative of the Hall of Fame of selecting him. And it's a nice thing to have. It's just like, it's hard to believe it's 25 years ago that we played.
Well, it was a gut-wrenching loss in Hinkle. We did that game, and not to bring back bad memories, but that was a heck of a season. That was only your second loss of 27 games that year, John's senior season.
It was a tough one. We should have had it won, and it cost us probably a state championship. They went on and won the state by 25 points, I think, the next week.
Yeah.
Didn't go right that night, but he had a lot of things go right for him in his career here at South.
Yeah, the Panthers beaten by North Central of Indianapolis and Mr. Basketball Jason Gardner, who is on this silver anniversary team. By the way, that team, that 25-2 team, will be returning to the Holmes Court on the 15th of December when the Panthers host Terre Haute North. We'll have more on that later. You like numbers? Friday's Conference Indiana opener for J.R. South Panthers at Southport. It'll be the Hall of Famers' 1,000th game as Panther head coach. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, it's an 0-2 start for Jason Spears' young North Cougar basketball club. The maroon and gold dug out of a 19-point first-half hole at number 3 Center Grove last Friday night. They lost the game 55-44, but they trimmed things to 8 there in the fourth quarter, thanks in large part to this new free-throw rule. After 5 team fouls, 2 shots. No more 1-1. You know, with Luke Lindemann and Jalen Williams driving the ball to the hole, those two Cougars were 14 of 18 from the line. And here, after 2 games, North is hitting 30 of 40, 75% as they head to Morrisville on Friday night.
It's part of the game. I mean, it's just like officials. No matter what we want to think or otherwise, certain games the officials really don't impact. But when you make rules, whether it be a shot clock, a three-point line, you know, five fouls at a particular half, if that is how the other team is going to approach it, because you can't take advantage of, I would say don't take advantage of the rule, but you know, certainly in our case, not backing down and taking the ball to the basket puts us to the line.
And they're taking advantage of it as they play game 3 of this young season. Jason Spear and his Cougars at Morrisville in our broadcast game starting at 6:55 with Chalk Talk on Friday night. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.